Beloved creator of all that is, we are the people on the land and soil on Oregon. We have a right to be free and self-determined, and with both of those come great responsibility. It's a responsibility that may be as much, if not more, arduous than being compliant to limited living and following what is determined for us by others. But we choose that responsibility and its challenges. Mistakes will be made, guaranteed, yet in discernment, in valuing one's quality of life and cooperation with equally valuing the lives of others, help comes. Cooperation and collaboration ensue, and generosity is contagious. So with this realization, we call in our divine beloved creator to guide us in making the best, most righteous decisions and right action. As above, so below. We are here in this abundant garden Creator has entrusted to us. We have been given the miracle of birthing children of God's children. We, as complex social beings, are here to sing and dance and experience the joy of communion, commingling, abundance, and above all, love. Let it be so. So it is.
Trying to figure out who you are, how you're going to make it happen. Part of us, it's inculcated in you. Who you are. Do you have a God? Doesn't make any difference what your God's name is, as long as you have a God. God is not Satan. If you worship evil, you are evil. And I don't accept evil. I don't acquiesce to it. Part of who I am is the flag behind me, the United States National Ensign. That's the flag of Washington, District of Columbia. United States, Washington, District of Columbia, National Ensign, the military war flag. It's not the one with the fringe around it. That's the national ensign, the military flag. The one Betsy Ross started with the 13 stars, that's the iteration currently. It's just like the Constitution was one of the articles in the Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union, and that is part of original jurisdiction. The Constitution is made up in iterations. The first one becomes an artifact the minute you add the 10 First Amendment Bill of Rights. Should have been 12 or 15. But in any case, we got 10, and that's what they are. That's what's in the document. Anything else is a fiction. And that was ratified. The minute they ratified those 10 amendments, the first document that they agreed to was set over here as an artifact. It is a provenance. It is a way to prove your bona fides. If you got the original, you are. You are the natural bona fide world heavyweight champion. You have the provenance all the way back. So that's where we are. At original jurisdiction. I want to show you this one. I've had this book for a long time. Can you see that? The Vroman Family in America. I got this from an aunt who got it from her mother. And she was no longer a Vroman. She became a Nuss, and her son is a Nuss. And that's part of it right there, 1664. That's part of who I am. Oh, I see a dog in the picture here. Can you see that? That's Daisy. So, who you are, provenance, original jurisdiction, all of that counts. It makes a tremendous difference. If you can recognize who you are and stand and deliver. So, when we back up just a little bit so we can get a running start and really butt this thing with our head. People before us have been butting at this for a long time. It's not like we discovered it for the first time. The Republic back at 210 went for it, gave it a hell of a shot, made some mistakes. The adversary, the de facto Washington District of Columbia, the illegitimate and the illegal incorporated militarily operated, that group, Washington District of Columbia. There's not one state in the United States. The states are in the United States of America. Government controls government. I control me, you control you. And our representatives do our work for our peace, safety, and happiness. We're not here as their cash cow. Get off my ass. So, there are 33 states, and the 33 states have to get together in a Congress assembled, just like the first time, to obtain original jurisdiction and gather in our bona fides to become the lawful, legitimate man and woman on the land. Not any play pretend, the de jure. To actually operate government with a representative, Republican form of government, not democracy. Democracy starts in Washington District of Columbia. That's who they are. They get together and do mob rule. If the biggest bunch of them want to do something, they do it. The biggest bunch of them back there decided that it would be a good idea to break the Constitution and to infringe upon our right to speech, our right to bear arms, not firearms, bear arms, our right to travel, our right to be secure in ourselves and our papers, in our land, in our title. Not to be defrauded. That has to happen. To stand up and not shut up. Identify kindred spirits. Form your social compact. Do the paperwork however you want to do it. If you got a better way than we do, do it. But you have to get what you consider to be your state, commonwealth, or territory. You have to get that to the point of a jural assembly that'll really do the work. Make the court, make the grand jury, make the trial jury, do the job, get it done, have the proof. Nobody's done that but Oregon. Why? How the hell do I know? I know less than the old man who knew nothing. Rest in peace, Arnie. But here we are. waving the flag, beating the drum out in front. Damn. Spear carrier. Way down the road. You know, outliers on the bell curve. That's just where it happens to be. We were the last state. And we are here at this particular time and aware of the reality of the situation, not trying to sell some bullshit trip, some controlled opposition point of view, something that will continue and extend it out longer. You do not have to settle your counties to have a state. You don't have to settle the state. What you have to do is eliminate martial law and return to a civilian common law court of record. Constitutionally, do the work. They took it away from you. Take it back. Return to the de jure. Comprehend what you have to do and then do it. We did it. Started with six people. 4.5 years later, voila, we have several hundred people. 4.5 years later, we got the job done in 2022. We undid lawfully and legally, legitimately, we undid all the machinations of the Machiavellian fraud of 1910 on Oregon. We're done. We got to implement it. Yeah, we do. That's not difficult. Four of us get together, jump in a car, ride over and see the sheriff and say, Sheriff, here's the deal. You had a bogus oath and you had a bogus constitution. We fixed it. You have a lawful constitution, and we're here to hear you take, sign, seal, stamp, deliver, and witness your oath. A lawful oath. One with God included. And if you can't do that, you can't be our sheriff. You have no honor. You cannot hold a position of trust. Get out of here. That's what four of us have to do to each sheriff, each district attorney, and each presiding judge on every one of the counties. Not settle the counties, not get signatures, not do all of that. Doesn't make any difference. It's play pretty work. We already have a grand jury and a trial jury, and we can get into our vehicle and ride to any county and we can open the court. We're ready. Paperwork's done. Signed, sealed, stamped, delivered, witnessed, proof of service. All published on www.orsja.org. Done. And every other Commonwealth state or territory can take the examples of what we've done on Oregon and do something very similar on their state. On our state, we know where they did evil. We know that Kate Brown had Robert Lavoie Finicum murdered out in eastern Oregon. We know that. No matter what kind of lipstick you smear on the pig, she did it. And with her minions, they did it. There's no way out of that. Then they wrote a law and passed a law saying it was okay. Bullshit, you don't get to do that. That's just stupid. That has to be undone, has to be fixed. No way out of it. You must have law because there are people that will break the law, and we need to have peace, safety, and happiness. That comes out of this every time. If you don't have the courage to be meek And meek means you keep this in your holster until it's needed. You're not unarmed. You're not what you did not beat your sword into a plowshare. You're the sheriff. And you have to be a proper sheriff. You're the prosecutor. You are the one that prosecutes for us in our Republican form of government. You are the authentic judge for the county. And you have to be Article 7 original prior to the fraud. And you have to take a proper oath. And we have to return to de jure, not play pretend. Play pretend is out here settling a county that was not even a county when the state became a state. Play pretend doesn't mean anything. All that's been done. You don't need to develop a treasury. We got one. It's just being run by the wrong people. They're persons, and they have to be removed. We have a Department of Transportation being run by the wrong persons. They need to be removed. But the guy driving the truck is not responsible for that. But he's party to it, and he has to comprehend. He cannot be that way. The cop cannot be enforcing the stupid camera that says you entered the intersection and made a right-hand turn when the light was yellow. Who gives a shit? Did they bend a fender or hurt somebody? No, then nothing happened. Peace, safety, and happiness. Mindset. Get the hell out of my life. But not get the hell out of your responsibilities. This person, David Strait, that's selling several things that are wrong. State, national. You do not want to expatriate, or as he say, repudiate your U.S. citizenship and become a state national. That's stupid. That's being led by a charlatan. You don't have to do that. You have to comprehend that you're a man or a woman. Bingo, with your kids, bingo. There is no higher state of being until you reach your Godhead, until that happens, whatever it is. But you'll be dead then. This corpse will be meat. The spark is gone. That's just how it happens. You don't get to change the truth. You don't get to say there's 50 states. There's not. You don't get to say you have to settle counties, which is busy work and just prolongs the situation. That's what the controlled opposition wants. Make it last longer. Anna wants that. Make it last longer. First, we'll teach you this and teach you that. In another 6 months, you'll have finished your course on how to be a juror in a grand jury like the NLA is teaching. 6 years later, they still don't have enough trained. You don't train people to do something like that. It becomes inculcated in them or not. They either have it or they don't. If you have to teach it to them, they didn't have it and it's not theirs. It can become theirs, but why? Do it now. If they want to learn, they'll learn. It's not you teaching them and holding us off until they're taught before we can do what needs to be done. We do that first, and then everybody that wants to learn can learn. MK Ultra is over. You don't need to learn anymore. That's a trick. You don't have to go learn what the opposed opposition and what the agent provocateur is saying and what they're telling you to do. You don't need to go learn that. It's not needed. It's a distraction. It causes us to get behind in the time schedule because you keep fucking around doing stuff you don't need to be doing. Wake up. You already have more knowledge than you need to do the job. That's all. Do the job. And I'm sorry I cursed. It's funny when you get into a meeting like last night and very proper women. I mean, these women know what the hell they're about and they're strong and they are conciliatory and compassionate and they're doing everything right. And then they get pissed and they say a word like that. I love it. They're just like me, only they're further out on the bell curve on the nice part. I'm not. I don't want to be your friend. If it happens, good. I want to be the sovereign standing next to a sovereign that I can depend upon to be a sovereign, not a whiny, snivelly. Do the job. If you do not show up at the bridge in Concord, the Brits cross the bridge and get the armory. Do you understand? Sometimes you have to stand up. And that's where we're at. And you fail at the first defect. If you cannot support everything you say from the beginning, you fail. Get out of the way, join us, go home, do whatever the hell you want to do, but you fail. That way is not the right way. If you have the right way, you pass the test of truth. And you pass the test of truth right now. Not day after tomorrow or not we can get along until we get to there. No, this is not a coalition that LGBTQ, Muslim, right, left, whatever the hell, rainbow is not a coalition. They do not have like minds. Their only like mind is to be against us, take away our freedom, our money, our livelihood to give to them to so that they can do what they think's best for all of us. The I-5 corridor, no thanks. But you got to stand up. If 60% of Portland wants to be social Democrats and wants to be cradle to grave and wants to take away my rights, then Battle of Athens, Tennessee will happen. That's just how it is. It's not a prognostication. That's just the way it is. Water runs downhill. The minute it tops the dam, and we're right at topping the dam. And when it tops the dam, we'd better have enough. That's all I got to say. I think I have enough time to fill out a program. Thank you very much. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, William.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. He's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air, and I fought. I swear to God. Just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.